This is KUT. 135,000 over the next decade. That's the number of new housing units Austin City staff recommend building. It's part of the city's first ever housing plan. City Council will hold a hearing on the plan Thursday. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the goal of 135,000 new housing units is ambitious. And some say it'll require buy-in from not just City Council, but all of Austin.
Soccer Chapman Thomas points out the landscape as we drive along Shore District Drive off of East Riverside.
So this whole thing used to just be nothing.
Like just fields?
Just fields, and that's it. And nobody lived over here. And there are old apartments around here that were $500 a month with a view like that.
Thomas is a real estate broker. She gestures to the new tall apartment buildings along the lake.
They start around $1,100 a month for one bedroom.
In the 1990s, Thomas was first dating her now husband. He shared a two-bedroom, two-bath just a few blocks from East Riverside.
I said, how much did you guys pay? Like $400. $400 total.
Wait, total?
Total!
Not per person! Oh my God. That's $200 per person. Remember this feeling of disbelief. Jake Wegman's got some too.
To even achieve what the plan lays out would be an incredible Herculean undertaking that no other large American city's been able to pull off.
Wegman's a real estate professor at UT. He's having trouble believing the city can ensure 135,000 new housing units will get built over the next decade. One concern, the number of affordable units the city wants to set aside within that larger goal. 60,000 units affordable to a family making $62,000 a year.
The 60,000 affordable unit goal is a very ambitious goal, and we've been very clear about that from the beginning.
Erica Leakes with the city. Right now, city government has the tools to build only 10,000 of these affordable units. So the rest of that 60,000 will rely in part on local policy change. Something like expanding the city's density bonus program, which asks developers to build a certain amount of affordable housing in exchange for looser zoning regulations. And then there's the question of where all this housing will go. The housing plan calls for at least 10% of rental housing in each council district to be affordable to families making $24,000 or less. Wegman from UT says that requires cooperation from residents in all parts of the city.
If we care as much about affordability as we claim that we do, then this is something that we should be doing, but we're not doing it.
The 135,000 number the city set for itself will also rely heavily on Code Next, the city's rewrite of its land development code. That'll determine how much housing can be built in certain parts of the city. We'll get a better idea of what that will look like later this month. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.